In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the Cubs celebrate the end of and start of the year with a little holiday potpourri. This time around, the Cubs discuss the new Star Wars movie, no spoilers, we promise, and also what they are looking forward to in 2016. So sheathe those lightsabers and practice your Jedi mind tricks as COL 345 starts now. December 27, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Cubs Out Loud, Bear Podcast of Indie Terminal Length, episode number 345. And Sonnet shakes.
Sonnet.
Are you hearing that? She
was shaking. I did hear it. She was making her presence known.
Yeah.
Yes. She's our unofficial fourth podcast host.
Yeah, and unfortunately she doesn't bark unless we just came in from a walk and she's trying to get be like, oh, now give me a treat.
Aw, that's sweet. So, yay.
Good girl. Okay. Anyway, yay. Are we? Oh, yeah. We were doing the thing and the stuff and the what? We were doing this. I'm a little StarCrafty right now.
StarCrafty?
So yeah. I've been watching Day 9 do the StarCrafty Legacy of the Void campaign on Brutal and doing all the achievements, and it's making me like, I want to do StarCraft again. Because I got the first two parts, Wings of Liberty and Heart of the Swarm. All of it's StarCraft 2. All three of these things are StarCraft 2. It's just instead of just like giving you StarCraft 2 and having like three episodes as part of the whole game, because it involved more stuff, they did it as the original game, which came StarCraft 2 and Wings of Liberty. Then as an expansion to that, they did StarCraft 2 Heart of the Swarm. So that was an expansion. So you had to have Wings of Liberty before you could get Heart of the Swarm. But with Legacy of the Void, they're like, dude, we did so much on this. We're just going to consider this a separate standalone game. You don't need the other two in order to get Legacy of the Void. But here it is. This is the third part of the story series. So for all intents and purposes, they essentially created three separate games. It's just they kind of the initial one was just like considered more of an expansion pack, so you can just play Heart of the Swarm. You had to have Wings of Liberty, but they took that part out for the Legacy of the Void. So I've been watching that, and it's like, oh, that's so cool. So I started like doing the original StarCraft campaign because I have StarCraft, so I could see like what was the pre-story kind of like. And oh my god, it was like totally 1990s, and it like, oh, I hate this so much. So just today, actually, I was like, why don't I just go back and redo the campaigns that I have done over these past 5 or 6 years since the first two came out, and just redo those. So right before the show, and while we're waiting for testicle difficulties to be taken care of, I was working on a couple of those.
Huh.
So, and that was fun. I'm doing them on normal, which is actually, I think I've only done them on casual because I'm not that great of a StarCraft 2 player.
Okay.
So kind of watching this kind of makes me a little bit, you know, more understandable. And I've gotten to the point where I'm better at using the hotkeys, so I can select a building and hit Q, 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 Q instead of clicking the guy so many times. And, you know, selecting groups and hotkeying and stuff like that. So I'm nowhere near 120 actions per minute or something like that. Whatever the pro StarCraft players play, but I'm still managing.
Oh, cool.
I basically got a better idea of how to work on the how to play the campaigns by watching those. So that was fun. Also, I have net.
You have net?
Net. Fruit flies.
Oh.
Nats. G-N-A-T-S. And I'm
so that's,
to get rid
that's,
of it, but I don't know.
That's separate from the StarCraft.
That's something separate.
Got it. Okay. It seemed kind of random.
It is kind of random, but and it's weird because like at certain times of the day, it's like there's none hanging out. And then it's like I get up in the morning, I'm like, oh, there seems to be a lot fewer. They're probably dying off and going away now. Great. Fantastic. And I walk away. Then I come back to fill Sonnet's water bowl near the sink. And all of a sudden, there's this like swarm of gnats flying around. And I'm like, oh.
You might have something in your drain.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. You may have something in your drain that is. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you might want to. I don't want to. I hate doing liquid plumber, but you might want to pour something down there to kind of.
Yeah, but it could also be further into the drainage system than anything that I can do, too. So.
True. Also true.
There's issues. Don't worry. I looked this up on the internet.
Sweet.
I got a couple of makeshift.
Yeah, I had that.
Vinegar traps out.
Ah. Yeah, I had that. I had that issue at a couple of hotels I stayed at. There was a hotel that was near my mom's place that was not the greatest hotel, but it was convenient because it was literally a walk, a block away. So I could just walk to my mom's place and walk home when I was staying there. But I went there 1 year and there was gnats, like just coming from everywhere. And I was like, I don't know where the fuck they're coming from. And then I realized, oh, they're coming from the drain.
Yeah, it was one of the things they were talking about and some of the things that I found out on the internet was it could be in the drains, which means that I'm pretty much screwed because I don't have any bleach or Drano or anything like that to put down there.
Yeah. All right. Oh, well. So at least you're doing something to kind of trap them.
Or at least trying. I mean, suppose the next thing is to essentially go to... I mean, besides the fact that I cleaned up my dishes and stuff like that, maybe just do a little more cleaning might help out. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But don't you know? I mean, I would say be careful, but you know what you're doing.
Yeah. All right.
Sweet.
So okay. What's been going on with you, David?
Oh, yeah, so Thursday, I went to work and I was feeling odd that morning and I was like, what's going on? Da da da. Something is not right.
Side note, he's not meaning Christmas Eve. He's meaning
Thursday. Oh, no, I'm not meaning Christmas Eve. No, I'm meaning.
Because when people listen to it, you say Thursday. That was the last Thursday. Christmas Eve sort of thing. So just the claim.
Okay. Anyway. Thursday the 17th. We'll do that. There we go. I was feeling weird, but okay. I wasn't running a fever, so I went to work. We had our food day, which is always kind of nice. My department does a food day where everyone brings in food, and it's like a whole day where people eat and blah, blah, blah. So yay for that. And then I went to go see Rent being done by the new theater here in town called the Incline Theater, Warsaw Incline Theater. It was okay. It was good, but not great. And I could go on a diatribe about that, but I won't. But was still feeling odd. So I came home and shined a light in my throat. And yeah, my tonsils were quite spotted, as it were. So I was like, yeah, I'm probably got some strep coming on. Like I said, I wasn't running a fever. So I'm like, it must be very early in the stages because normally I get a fever. So I was like, okay, well, we'll go to, the urgent care in the morning. So Friday the 18th went to urgent care. Unfortunately, Jim had, the day off. So we went really early. Yep. Confirmed it was, strep. So got some meds, got some Cipacol to, due to sore throat kind of thing to soothe the sore throat. And I proceeded to go to bed, where suddenly my fever came on with the full might of a fever. I went from 98.9 at the doctor's office to 103.1 when I was home.
ROC.
Huh? Oh,
3.1 KROC.
So, yes, definitely had strep. Spent Friday pretty much in bed. Got up a little bit later to get a sandwich, and then I have pretty much been homebound until now. I'm feeling much better today than I was yesterday and I was on Friday. So, more than likely, I'll go to work in the morning unless I'm still feverish. But I can look at my throat and see there's a clear difference. So the good thing is I have my tonsils, so it's right there in my throat and doesn't, you know, go far, as it were. But bad news is it's in my throat. So, but getting sick sucks because this has been a really nice weekend. There was a pup night up in Indy that I really wanted to go to. There was stuff going on here in town that would have been nice to have gone to, but... but I guess the good news is that it happened this weekend as opposed to, this weekend being the 17th or the 18th, as opposed to last weekend when I was at Midwest Bear Fest, because that would have really sucked if both me and Stick were sick at the same time trying to get home from Indy. So, but yeah, it was good. It was a good time. It was a good timing, I should say, because now I can get it taken care of and I can go home and still see my mom and stuff for Christmas.
Yay.
Yay.
Are you sure that Indy isn't the reason you got sick?
Okay. How do I put it? I will neither confirm nor deny that it is possible because okay. Normally when I get strep, I just get it. Like I've had it before where I just randomly like get strep. If it's come on the end of a bear run, it's possible, but I don't think so. My hope is that, you know, the people where I could have possibly snocked. Gotten this from.
Snogged.
Yeah. snogged. That's an interesting word. The people who I possibly could have gotten it from, I haven't encountered yet, really, but I know it depends. Like if it was 3 days and I got it on Thursday, that would have been Saturday, Sunday. Is it possible? Maybe. If it's longer than that, then that would have been Friday. And then it's definitely possible. But I didn't go in the pool or in the hot tub. I mostly encountered people, outside of those areas. Ben was sick, but he had the flu, apparently. By the way, Gary, he had the flu. So, but, you know, it's possible, but I'm gonna say no, because one, I've not heard anything from anyone else, and two, it was too late. If that makes sense.
No, I totally understand. I just was throwing that out there as a possibility.
Well, there's bear run, it's a bear run, so there's kennel cough and all that shit going all over the place, and it is entirely possible, but I'm trying to be nice and rule it out and not say some bitch was at the run with strep and didn't say anything.
Well, okay, but here's the thing is that I don't ever I know I've never seen strep as communicable, like that you pass strep from one person to another, but that's just me. Probably because most people are so unhappy when they have kind of an infection that they aren't around other people. So I see it more as a, you have brought that infection into your system because of activities. And that's what I try to tell people. It's just my personal opinion, and I am not a doctor. But all I'm going to say is, if you go someplace, you don't even have to go someplace. You can have it in your own home. If you suck a bunch of dick and it beats the shit out of the back of your throat, you're going to have inflamed tissue and stuff. And, you know, something could kind of like get itself nested in there. And the next thing you know, you're like.
Exactly.
Well, then,
But I will say this. I did use I kind of followed Chess's program.
Oh.
I don't know if we've ever really discussed it on the podcast, but he – this is his personal thing. So I didn't quite do what he does. But normally when he goes to events and activities I'm just going to say runs, like leather runs or bear runs. From what I understand, he takes a high volume amount of vitamin C, like like a ridiculous amount to, like, you know, probably inoculate a horse. Because it's like thousands upon thousands of milligrams.
Yeah, he does do a lot of it.
So basically overdoing it so there, no matter what, you've probably got a nice good stream of vitamin C going through your system.
Yeah.
Right, so...
You have too much. You just pee it out.
Yeah. So when I was at Indy, I don't know if you were with us when we went. Were you, Damon, when we stopped at CVS?
And went shopping? No.
Okay. So we stopped at CVS on the way back from going to eat someplace, and I wanted to get some vitamin C tablets because I didn't get them before I left to go there, and they had a special, like, buy one bottle, get one free or whatever kind of thing for generic brand. And I was like, it's vitamin C. It doesn't have to be, like, I don't know, Sunkist label or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I took a bunch of that. I also had Zicam with me, which has, like, new melt tablets type thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like melt-aways. And so, I mean, I was, you know, taking vitamins and
See, I take a daily vitamin now, but I switched because of I ran out of mine, and now I was doing the men's health like one, so I don't know how different it was. The one I had was like a universal multivitamin kind of thing. Now I may have, and that may have been part of it, but you know, whatever. You know, I got sick. You know, I'm better now. I'm better now. And it didn't affect. I'm fine now. It didn't affect my fun at the run.
That's good.
Yeah. Gary?
It snowed.
Yay!
Yay! It snowed.
I wish it snowed.
So early in the week, towards midweek, the weather report started coming that we were going to get snow, and we were going to get a lot of it because it's been a very mild winter and the lake hasn't froze over because, oh, that's right, it's been the 50s. So everyone was like bracing for impact, basically, that this is going to be the first big one. And it started snowing on Friday. And as of today, 2 days later, it is now in the mid-30s, and it's just going to keep going up in temperature for the next day or two. So it's kind of going away. The only thing that irritates me is most of the side roads are now sheets of ice.
Oh, boo.
A.K.A. melting snow. So, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt to get around and stuff. And everybody lost their minds, and of course there were accidents on Friday and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so welcome to December, and it's only just a couple days till the big holiday, and we finally got some snow, but it won't be snowing apparently on Christmas. So
yeah, which is fine, I think. Well, never mind. That's a whole other thing altogether. But
basically, you're not dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones you used to know.
Yeah.
Where the tree tops.
Okay, got it.
Is that a public domain song?
It should be.
Probably not.
Probably not yet, but.
Because it's Irving Berlin, so probably not.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
I don't know how long ago did he die? Sure, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, but it's like 70 years post death or something like that.
It was like 75.
Hello, Google.
Anyways.
Well, I'm sure our little podcast won't have any problems again for some bad singing of it. Actually, I thought it was pretty good, but that's beside the point. Actually,
it might not be. It might be.
So that's all I had about the past week. Well, no, I have more, but I want to save that for later.
Oh, I see what you got there.
Huh.
So, right now, let's go into this.
It is. Good to know.
Here we go. So, feedback. What's going on over in Facebook?
We got likes.
Yay!
We got more likes. So we want to thank the following people for liking us on Facebook. Yay. Anthony Ayala, Ayrton Lauda, Connor Patrick McKenzie, Humberto Cabrera Vasquez, Hugo Basson, Rex Wesley, and Yagami Yaga.
Hey,
Rex.
Quick comment to the audience. If you do like our page and for some strange reason you haven't heard your name on the show, please let us know and we'll double check for you. And if we did, I'm sure Gary has some sort of database that says, yeah, we talked about their like on such and such a day.
Maybe.
That way you can reference it. But we tried to get everybody's name read out because, you know what? We like you as well.
Thanks, guys.
And if I mispronounce your name, I totally apologize now. And in advance, in the future, and for anybody I screwed up, like, today or whatever. And in addition to Facebook likes, I met Lou, one of our listeners, in person, like a living, breathing listener.
Sweet. Last night.
It wasn't intentional, but he was at a holiday party that I was at for the for the Arctos Bear Club in Ohio. I was over there.
I got Growler message from a fan as well. Let me see if I can find it.
So Damon's looking for that. I was at the holiday party, and lo and behold, I'm talking with, you know, Lou, and I'm not, you know, putting two and two together. And then he said something about how he enjoys the podcast, and I kind of did a double take, and I was like, what? Oh, like... Okay, that thing. Yes, that thing that I do, you know, for a couple of years now. But I
the only listeners that we've ever actually met are the ones we've had on the show.
Well, kind of. I mean, some other people have on or whatever. But anyway, so I told Lou I'd give him a shout out, but it was kind of funny. And then I was like, is there anything you like? Is there anything you don't like? And blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, feedback.
So, yeah, here we go. So I'll just read some of this from – it is from Undar, U-N-D-E-R, from Knoxville, Tennessee, who I believe I know from him and his partner. Anyway, but he said – and I'll just read this conversation. I enjoy your work on COL. And I was like, oh, thanks. I really like doing it. And Cubs Against Humanity is always a hoot. And indeed, I said, laugh out loud, yeah, I love those shows, especially Good Dirty Fun. Indeed, I'm a couple of weeks behind, need to get caught up. So, yay, thank you for reaching out to me.
And when he gets caught up, he can vote in the poll that we had about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So, well, this was back in December. This was early December, so this was December 5th. So I just now remembered it for some real reason. But yeah, thank you.
Good feedback.
And I'm going to...
And by the way, for that poll that I mentioned, we're going to be talking about that later.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing over on BearUnderground.net, but please pop over to BearUnderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud, and join us over in the Cubs Out Loud entourage. And again, it's not just about us posting that the shows are up. This is all about you. You can talk about whatever you want with the member, with all the other listeners of Cubs Out Loud. And with that, we have this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
Oh, God.
What better way to end 2015 than with a different version of a previous Urban Dictionary reference?
God.
So for those of you that know about this thing called Netflix and Chill that took over, you know, social media, there's now apparently Amazon and Anal.
Come on.
And the definition is simply like Netflix and Chill, but with butt stuff.
Wow.
Now, the example cracks me up. It's a conversation between a girl and a guy. Girl goes first. She says, Netflix and Chill? Guy says, no. Girl says, Amazon and Anal?
And there's then a question mark. And there's no response.
Wait. Okay. So what I'm focusing on is that the girl says, ask the question.
I know.
And the guy turns it down. And it's like, so she ups the ante or something.
Seriously?
I want to have sex. I really want to have sex. This is a girl actually asking for sex. Come on.
It made me laugh.
What's wrong with you, guy?
I know. It made me laugh. And then it was like, well, when gay guys get together, when bears get together, isn't it always Amazon and anal? I mean...
What? Amazon, really? Amazon? And anal?
Well, I think it's alliteration because it's A.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know what the other one is. Like, what, Hulu and Handjob?
That actually would be hilarious. So, Hulu and Kindle and Kinky. Kindle and Kink. So well. Yeah, not so much.
Because Kindle's like books.
Well, what is it?
Do you want to sit down and read a book with me?
Fire. Oh, it's the Fire. Kindle Fire. Kindle.
Yeah, but that's not a
service. That's technically Amazon, though. So
it is. It is. Amazon, and it's technically it's more device. So
see, now I've got to go. Now I'm thinking about them. Now I've got Roku. Now I've got to think of something with Roku.
Roku and Rimjob?
Bingo.
Ha! There we go.
Guess I need to get myself a Roku player.
Roku and rim jobs. That's perfect.
Speaking of, did you see Fox Bear's Tumblr post recently?
Oh, wait.
I haven't really. I don't really look at Tumblr except for this show.
Whatever.
Wait.
I don't. I mean, on occasion I do, but not very often.
Because if it's what I think it is, yeah, I did see that.
It made me laugh. It was about rim jobs.
Oh, wait. Maybe not.
Hang on. Let me find it. Guy.
The best radio ever. Silence.
Hang on. Copy paste to Skype chat. It made me laugh really hard.
Oh, wait. Okay. Let me look at this again.
This is eating ass. Know the difference.
Yeah. Hold up.
This is a rim job. This is eating ass.
Son of a bitch.
So for those of you that aren't going to go to the website or go to our website and click on the link, because I'll include it in the episode, there's a GIF, and right above it, it says, this is a rim job, And for some reason, there's a gentleman holding a bowling ball, and he's barely touching his tongue to the bowling ball he's holding in front of his face. And followed after that, it says, "This is eating ass." And it's a gif of a guy annihilating a piece of watermelon. Like, it's a eating competition.
Holy shit. That is... okay.
did you just like quickly mute because you were laughing so hard?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I laughed so much when I saw that.
That's awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Fox Bear, for screening that. That's some shit that's going to make... Okay. And reblog. Oh, shit. Reblog.
Okay. So, Anyways, we were wrapping up Amazon and Analyzer Urban Dictionary.
Raccoon dream job. I still haven't figured out... all I can think of would be boxy and blowjob. Boxy is a thing. See, that's why it doesn't quite work.
I think boxing, like boxking. I was like,
no, boxee. Oh. It was originally a media software program, which they ended up creating the Boxy Box, which is, you know, kind of like a Roku.
Boxing.
I don't know. Showtime and sucking?
Nah. We're good.
I'm trying to do what's oral. Apple TV and oral.
That could work. Apple TV and oral. Because it kind of has the same sound. There we go. Anywho.
Not exactly. Okay. Enough being creative. Do I have a thing? No, I don't, but I'll just use...
On the mark!
End of the news! It's the end of the year. That's it. That's all we got.
That's so nice. Nice.
All right, Star Wars came out. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Of the time of this recording. I don't know if I'll see it by the time of this posting or not. I believe, Gary, you're the only one who's seen it. Damon, have you seen it?
No. Well, I've been sick, so.
Oh, okay.
There's that.
So, don't worry. I got a gift card that I can go to the Alamo Draft House. I just need to find an appropriate time.
I'm
already booked.
Yeah.
So. I have seen it. I've seen it twice. I'm probably going to see it a third time tomorrow.
See, I want to see it, but I'm kind of in this... I don't like seeing movies when they first come out, and this may have been the exception, but then I got sick. So,
well, you mean like right when it comes out, you still want to like in the theaters, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like, I don't want to see it the weekend of, because everyone wants to go see it then. And so the theaters are mad crazy and all that shit.
So it's one of those things where you want to give it a week or two, and then you'll go in on a more weekday morning and sit there in the middle where there's barely anybody there.
Exactly.
Enjoy it as if it was a private screen. I actually had a movie that I had, which was practically a private screen.
So I'm tempted to see it, and depending on what happens the weekend of Christmas, I may see it then. I may not. My trip down to Louisville is going to be shorter, just because one, I'll be staying with my mom, and two, Christmas is on a Friday, and it just made more sense to just be like, oh, we'll go down Thursday, we'll come back Saturday, Sunday, ish. But there's a part of me that's like, oh, well, we can go down and maybe go see a movie and do that stuff. Jim's planning on coming to pick me up on Saturday. So maybe we'll catch up with some of the Louisville boys like Gabe and Matt and maybe go see it then. You know, might be something to think about. Or maybe go see it on Christmas Eve. New Year's Day kind of thing. So, yeah.
So I will tell you this.
Yes.
Vince, Rich, and Rodney and I went and saw it on Friday, opening day. I decided I was not going to go Thursday night at the 7 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock, or the midnight, or whatever other times they had. Because I just was like, I don't really want to be in lines and crowds and craziness. Although midnight showings are fun because I've done them in the past. But I just wasn't – I don't know. I'm getting old. I just wasn't feeling it.
No. I get it.
So we went at the 3:40 showing on Friday afternoon. Apparently there was a line. I got there late. And so by the time I got there, the line had already been let into the theater, and the theater was not necessarily all that full. It's probably the luxury of living in a smaller city, because everyone keeps talking about these crazy 2.5 hour lines and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Because we bought our tickets in advance online, and really, I don't think they were in line maybe like 20 minutes, a half hour. Now, granted, they got there at like 3 for the 3:40 showing. They wanted to be there early enough. And then supposedly they start letting you in at half an hour before or something like that. But anyways, so – and then I went again this morning on my own. I saw it in 3D.
Oh, that's why we were late.
No, it has nothing to do with why we were late. But anyways, so I went to the 9 a.m. show so I could, you know that we were recording and stuff. And again, there was no line. And this one I just paid when I walked in. Like I thought – I took the chance and I was like – now see, I don't know what everyone else's time slots have been. But like, I mean, they've been doing midnight shows and 9 a.m. shows. I mean, it's like practically nonstop, and it's like – now. Yeah.
There's a few 8 a.m. shows at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah. Now, see, at our theater, ours is a Cinemark, and it's 17 screens, and I think they're only showing The Force Awakens on maybe 3 of them or 4 of them. It's not a lot necessarily. I mean, it's more than just a screen, but that's the interesting thing is in order to fit all the times in that. But both times, I mean, the first time we saw it on Friday, I would say it was about 3/4 full, 2/3 full. It wasn't packed. And then today it was maybe a third. And all I kept thinking is, wow, like they've got so many time slots listed to let everyone get the chance to see it. And I'm just wondering if it's paying out the way they're expecting. I don't know.
I hope so. I mean, this is – I mean, I've not heard – I've heard – you know, people have not been spoiling it, which is a great thing so far. And I'll get to that too. But one of the good things I've been seeing is that people are really enjoying watching it and going and seeing it. And like you, like going and seeing it again and again. So I think it's paying off, you know, in the grand scheme of things. You know, people are really watching it and enjoying it and going and seeing it multiple times to see what they missed the first time and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so I wanted to see it in 3D because I know some folks did go see it in 3D. It was not shot in 3D, just so everyone's aware. But that's usually my rule. It's like, well, if it wasn't shot for 3D, then screw it. But I was like, meh, I'll give it a chance because some people did go see it in 3D and they were like, oh, my God, it was amazing. Now, the shitty thing is because of the city I live in, I don't have an IMAX screen. So that's the only other format I haven't been able to see it in. But
got it.
Well, the good news is looking at the calendar for the Alamo Draft House, where I'll probably be going to see it eventually. I probably won't see it until next week because I'm hoping for additional gift cards and money after the 25th so I can even have more splurging so I can have a beer or two. And plus, I want to see it on a Saturday day that I'm not working. So
got it.
Next one would be like, well, Saturday.
The 26th.
The 26th. And there's a 9 a.m. show. Okay, so Gary, you've seen this in both 2D and 3D?
Mm-hmm.
How was 3D, did you think? Did it really enhance it at all, or?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I think I'm not a good person for 3D. And I say that because I don't find it exciting. Like, it doesn't really move me. Like, I don't really think a lot of like, ooh, look at that. It's more like, and it's not always, like, luckily it doesn't happen in this movie. In the previews, I definitely get this feeling of, oh, come on. You know, like, stuff is being thrown at me, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Like, you know, stuff comes right out at you. So maybe 3D really is for a specific kind of like set of films. like, I don't know, like maybe horror, or you know what I mean? Where like, you know, people really want to be titillated by the stuff coming off the screen. I'm just thinking I'm not the right demographic for it. That's why I probably have quit seeing stuff in 3D, because it's just not my thing. And I do think that's really a personal thing. Unless someone else could see through my eyes what I see when looking at 3D, you know, and then be like, yeah. Oh yeah, like maybe it's you. I don't know. I mean, it's good. There are definitely some sequences that look better, like, you know, explosions and spaceships in space. I mean, you know, those kind of things. But there wasn't any cheesy, like, oh my God, those laser rifles, you know, are coming right at me, you know, or
they're coming right for us.
Yeah, no, I mean, there wasn't really any of that. And this morning was really about watching it a second time. Like, and I thought, well, I'll pay the extra couple of bucks to see it in 3D just to see, you know, if I notice much. But I was really kind of focusing on the overall content of the film, seeing if I missed anything from the first time, because now I know the story. It's like, okay, now I got the beginning, middle, and ending, so to speak. I got all the acts and what's happening. I still have one pet peeve with something that happens in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two.
We got to give it 2 weeks before that we can really talk about it. Which
I know.
I suppose at this point in time is no. At this point in time, it would be 1 week. Still, just over 1 week. So
I know. So I'm just gonna say, and this is things that my analytical mind notices, and I'm kind of like, what the? this time, I will say this: it was awkward for me because I started catching the edits. And by that I mean, because I've already seen the film, now I'm watching it and I'm paying attention to looking at actors' faces and mm-hmm. like the dialogue and what's happening. And then I'm realizing, oh, this is a different cut. This is a different cut, because I'm seeing the nuance, like the things that are, make it so obvious that this was not all shot like at the same time, like mm-hmm. with multiple cameras or whatever. And that's not a bad thing. It's just unfortunate that you start dispelling the magic, quote unquote, a little bit from that. But storyline wise, it's good. I will say this. If anyone liked the original trilogy, and by that I mean episodes 4, 5, 6 from 77, mm-hmm. 80, and 83, you will probably really like this movie, because JJ and the crew and Disney basically like took that blueprint and worked it. There's a lot of nuances. There's some parallels. I mean, and it wasn't schmaltzy, you know, super like, oh, isn't this obviously this? Like, they weren't really doing that, luckily. So I was very happy and content with that. The reason I'll probably see it a third time is because I know my mom would like to see it. Oh, shut up, Siri.
Oh,
Siri just started for some reason taking my dictation. So I'm going to probably take mom so she can see it. And then that'll probably be it until it comes out in digital with maybe some, you know, extra scenes or behind the scenes or something of that sort. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I want to see the new episode 8, which is now 500 and some days away. Wow. I'd be very curious to see what that's going to contain. Most of all our favorites are back as far as characters go. It's nice to see some characters that we haven't seen in a while. Well, that's actually a big hold on. There's one character in particular that I'm not sure. Everyone presumes they know who it is, but I'm not quite sure, because I think it's you could say it was a different person from the same alien species. But I mean, it was – there's some great revelation stuff, you know, like the camera all of a sudden reveals something and you're like, whoa, and It was good. And I will say this, the first time I watched it, I was prepared. I thought I was going to weep like uncontrollably, and I actually didn't cry until the very end of the movie.
Got it.
It got to the very last scene for like the last 10 seconds.
Ah.
Aww.
Because
yeah.
of the resolution, how it resolves the movie. Now, I will say this. I am very thankful that JJ ended it the way he did, because if he had cut it 5 minutes earlier, he probably would have pissed off a lot of people. And he had every right, in my opinion, to end that movie 5 minutes earlier. Because the third act has resolved, but they decided to
tease another movie.
Well, yeah, they basically like prepped up the next thing, but you already knew what was coming. I mean, like, when you guys see the film, you'll understand. Like, I was waiting at any minute. I was like, end credits, end credits, and oh, all right, I guess we're not doing credits. Like, and I'm just kind of waiting, and then they finally did credits. But yeah, the last it was pretty amazing. But I will say this, I'm very proud of the fact that we're looking at characters that we think we know really well but are complex and we don't know. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because it's been 30 years. So, like, we're missing what the fuck happened. Like, there's some shit that went down and we don't know what it was. And I like that. I like the fact that we think we know things and we don't. So, and I agree with you, Damon, that this, people have been so fucking excellent, in my opinion, about spoilers. Because there is some big shit that happens in this movie.
I had a feeling that that was going to be the case. And I'm glad, like I said, that people are being – well, at least – okay, let me rephrase. I'm glad that the people I know have so far have been nice about it. You know, that they've not been spoiling things and they've not been mentioning anything. Now, I agree with everyone that if you haven't seen it within the first couple of weeks and then you get spoiled, that's on you. Like, I kind of feel that way. Like, if I don't see the movie within, you know, by like, I'll go ahead and put it like by the end of the year, you know, if I happen to catch something and someone says something, then I'm like, okay, well, then that was on my fault. That's my fault because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so when it comes to spoilers, according to the creator of Breaking Bad, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. See? So stay spoiler-free for 2 weeks, and then after that, all bets are off.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair because that gets us through the end of the month. That gets us through December 31st.
Yeah.
Well, and this is like a general thing too. So
yeah, I agree.
So it will work with no matter what we're talking about. So spoilers for what I did for Christmas, you won't find out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, next week. Because we'll probably talk about it for the next show.
So. Yeah. So I think that Oh, and then the other thing that I want to talk about, which isn't really a spoiler, is that for the first time ever, thanks to fucking J.J. Abrams – there is a valid Star Wars universe heartthrob for the bear community.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tease? Oh, wait. I think I know who that is. At least I know who the actor is.
Right.
I'm going to type it in.
Only one official picture that has been released on the internet as a promo. That is correct, Damon. Okay, sweet. He's typing in the chat who he thinks.
Oh, that has been spoiled.
What do you mean that has been spoiled?
That has been spoiled for me, at least.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it. All I've heard is people talking about it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say the name, but for those that aren't aware or those that do know, they'll figure this out. This particular actor is best friends with J.J. Abrams and is in every single film or show that he does.
Ah.
Which also kind of makes sense.
Which was why it was expected that he was going to be in the movie, but... he is bearded and he is a thicker man. And yeah, anyways,
he's just a great guy in general.
Yeah, I will. Okay. And I just thank you, Google Images, because I found the picture. I found a picture.
Yeah. So, and then rumor has it, and I'm not quite sure about this, and I'll jump to this because I'm putting it in the doc. There's a toy action figure of his character being released.
God, lovely.
But here's the weird thing. It's like only being released in Canada. Or originally released in Canada or something like that. I'm not quite sure about the whole validity. But if you're interested, you folks can go to our website. I put in a link. Facebook has a new group that recently started called the Star Wars Bears.
Huh.
That it contains some people that I know sort of from the bear community. The big thing to be aware of in regards to that, I think, is it's a spoiler group, so to speak. Like, well, to be fair, the description actually says, you know, a place for bears and bear-friendly types to discuss the recent Star Wars movies assume spoilers in the group. So it's not explicitly spoilers, but if you're not – if you haven't seen the movie, you might want to wait and then you could consider joining the group. So and it's a small group. It's not very big at this point, but yeah. And I so that's where I kind of read – someone said that Amazon Canada reveals a Hasbro Force Awakens image or whatever, which may be a character from the movie or from the original Star Wars. I can't tell which, but and I was glad to say, yeah, he gets a bunch of screen time. Like perhaps I don't want to say too much, but he got more than I was expecting. I was, you know, expecting like a more of a background kind of thing or whatever.
And yeah, cool.
I will say this. This isn't a spoiler for those of you that don't know. Carrie Fisher's daughter, Lord, is in the movie.
Oh, nice.
She actually has a couple of scenes in the same area as her mother, which is kind of fun. And it has been proven, although you won't know it by watching the movie, Daniel Craig has a cameo.
Huh.
As in the guy who plays James Bond. I thought that was hysterical. Because today when I watched it this morning, I know what scene it is now. And I'm like, that's hysterical because no one knows that he's in the movie.
Nice. Well, there we go.
But yeah. So by the time we reconvene in 2016, perhaps we will have all seen it. And then we can discuss it more. At length, but I really suggest if anyone's ever seen the movies and they like them, consider going and seeing it, even if you wait until a matinee on a discount day or whatever. And you know,
yeah,
because I definitely think this is a movie you probably want to see on the screen, and that's why I went twice, and then I'm probably gonna take my mom because I want to remember that and seeing it and feeling it kind of thing, as opposed to waiting until it's on digital or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see it. But you know, if not, you know, I'll make a point. I'm usually okay with spoilers if it's something even if I'm going to see it, I'm kind of like, okay, I got it. You know, it's okay. You know, I like knowledge. I like to know, you know, sometimes when to look for that, like look for that guy at this point and this, that, and the other. Cause then I don't feel like it's as big a surprise as it needs to be. So, but anyway, that's just me. Okay. So anything else? Random?
So I've been thinking about this cause we're wrapping up the year. We're going to do a show next month. For January, recapping 2015. But I started thinking about 2016. Do any of us have expectations about what's going to happen next year?
Ooh, that's a good question.
More Star Wars movies. There's got to be some offshoots.
Ah, I will. I feel okay. Personally, there's a big hope for me that I will. Things are happening with Jim, things are happening with us in regards to finances that, you know, things will be a little smoother this year than next year than they were this year. Things got a little crazy with regards to, oh, we bought a house and, oh, we've got bills and all this shit. And it all kind of happened all at once. And, my hope is that, come next year, you know, doing taxes and all that stuff, I won't be so freaky out about money. But you know, who knows. And then to add to that, there's a part of me that wants to, since I'm not going, probably not going to Claw, either going to, there's a thought of going to Drench Fur. I'm not 100% sure on it, but there's also a thought of doing something else entirely. That'll also depend totally on finances. Like, I'm probably, Gary, I'm probably not going to be a North American unless something random happens.
Okay.
But it's quite possible I won't be there. On the other side of things, on the more, I feel like 2016 will be a very interesting year just based on everything that's been going on politically in the world, especially in the United States. I am concerned is an understatement. You know, we've got a lot of shit going on, and it's kind of getting to the point where I feel like people need to really, 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 really pay attention to what's being said by people and what's being done by people in regards to those who want to be in power. Like, majorly pay attention to that shit and definitely go out and vote, because, you know, if it's your given who's the potential candidates, for example, if you don't like him, if you don't want him to be there, then you need to vote, because the idiots that do like him will. And then, oh, shit, what happens? Yeah, then you end up with the, you know, crap, the, you know, the asshole that I really don't want to do anything. I hope to God he doesn't get the nomination. But anyway.
Yeah, that's the one big thing I know for next year. I think that's going to take over the, I guess, the information.
Yeah.
Like the aspect of what we're going to be dealing with, because mm-hmm. it's an election year here in the – it will be an election year here in the USA. So I think that's going to be really kind of pushing to the forefront, whether or not it – Whether or not we know sooner than later who the two main party candidates are going to be, or maybe something weird will happen and we'll have three different party candidates. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I agree with you that that's the one thing that I'm kind of like, I'm waiting to see how that's it's going to play itself out. For me, my dad's moving back home, quote unquote.
Oh.
The plan is he's going to move back to Erie. So that's a thing that will take place next year, towards the, it's going to be in the second half of the year. He's going to wait until his lease is up, but I'll be helping him look for a place to stay and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and I'm trying to think if there's really much of anything else. I didn't travel for work this year, so I don't know if that'll be different. I did find out that I'm getting, shifted to be supervised by somebody else. Starting in January, it's not the end of the world. I know everyone is like, oh, what's going on with that? I was like, it was expected. Because, well, I worked with the operations team for a long, long time, and then I got assigned away from them under the training division, which is really where I should have been. But I've been reporting to a director, and, well, I think he was a manager, now he's a director. Anyways, they did some shuffling, and someone I know was made vice president over training, but now it's considered HR. It's very confusing. But basically, I now report to a manager instead of reporting to a director.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's a little bit more appropriate.
Yeah.
the chain of command kind of thing. Like, so that's why I'm laughing about it, because he told me, my current supervisor, he said, just so you know, and probably in January, you're going to get shifted over under so-and-so. And I know the person I'm going to be working under, what interaction we've had, we get along fine. And so 2016 on the work front will probably be more inclusion on other projects and understanding the nuances of things. But having been the sole representative of one department/division area, has been not stressful or taxing per se, but it's starting to make sense how challenging it is in a way, because I was asked questions about something recently. Well, in regards to my position, they said, well, who was the last training? Who was the last training manager? Last training director? I can't remember the way the question was phrased, but I was like, I don't know. It's been years. And they were like, oh. I was like, so I basically tried to give a quick rundown. I was like, yeah, so here's the history from the way I know it. And it's been a long time because, you know, circumstances led to how it got about. And I think they're, you know, like, oh, yeah, we should really probably fix that. Wow. I don't know how else to explain it. It's kind of like I used to be on a team and then, you know, that team went away and I'm the sole one. And prior to that, there used to be other things, but that all changed. Like, you know.
Sounds very convoluted. And
well, I'm trying not to get myself into trouble by revealing secrets.
Ah, gotcha. Got it.
But no, it's just I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like if you were the only one that was left of not only your team, but that also your department. Do you know what I mean? Like in your company and you did that for years and then they were like, oh, hey, that's right. You're doing this thing that used to be done by a bunch of people. Yes, I am. And weirdly, the workload didn't, you know, increase by multiplied by the number of people that left. So it was more like you were just keeping the ship upright, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like with like maintenance like that, instead of being innovative and new stuff, you were just kind of like, okay, I'm trying to, I don't want to say tread water, but you know, you were making sure everything was still working and operating and that kind of stuff. So 2016 for me for work will be an interesting one. Cause I think, it'll, be about getting included in teams and working on stuff and me learning to teach other people what I know, how I do what I do, and learning new stuff that I haven't done before and working in areas so it's more like a team environment instead of the, you know, solo independent show shit that I've been doing. So, yeah. And I think that's kind of it. I don't know what else. Who knows? Maybe in 2016 I'll date someone or get in a relationship or...
Yeah. Who knows? Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have much more to say than that. So, should we move into the poll?
Shall we move on to poll? Wait, what?
No, the poll. Like, you know that poll that we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
We can actually talk about that. Where was I? I had the poll up somewhere here. Where did I go? I had it up. Anyways, we got the results. Here. Huh, there it is. So I don't really have a poll of the week sort of thing. But remember we were talking about the whole poll about what do you think of the Cubs Against Humanity show? We have 4 votes that are like, eh, it's all right. We have 3 votes that says, I love them. 2 people that said, I like them. There were 2 people who just, I hate them. And there was one who said, I don't like them.
Huh.
Majority rules here, so we will be continuing to do the Cubs Against Humanity shows. So for those of you who don't like it, you're very welcome to skip it. We understand. There's not any requirement to listen to them at all, so you're perfectly fine to skip them. We have them clearly labeled as our COL show number and such, so feel free to skip them, and I'm sorry you don't like them. We have fun. They probably are a lot better, a little bit more fun when you're actually like watching them. So watch our YouTube page. And so when you see that, just be like, oh, I'll save this for when I get home. You get home and you watch the movie or watch it on your phone via YouTube, just youtube.com/Cubs Out Loud.
Yeah. And go ahead, Gary.
All I was going to say is in 2016, I think, you know, we'll look to be a little more adventurous, you know, with the podcast and some things that we've been trying to to work on over the past months is looking at rebranding, like new logo imagery, maybe some new theme music, and you know, kind of shifting things up and seeing where it's at, and maybe we'll add new subtopic themes of stuff that we'll work on and that. But
yeah,
you know. Give us your feedback. So
exactly.
You can email us in if you don't want to necessarily talk about something interesting. You just want to give us any feedback. Email us. We read every single bit of email we receive. So just let you know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it's time for this. Awesome for you. Santa Belly, slip your sable under the tree.
Oh, good God. Hold on.
Now I haven't even seen this yet. I'm like, but it's, oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Hey.
Post Santa walk last night. Hadrian took some pictures of him in his, he had already taken off if he had a jacket on. I can't see it in there, but he had some you know, Santa pants with suspenders on and a white shirt. He's got a Santa hat in his hand to begin with. Then he lifts up his Santa hat, pulls down his pants a little, puts it underneath his nice little belly there, and just kind of flashes it off, gives you some sexy look, pinches his nipple. It's Santa belly.
Him and that tongue, like, go ahead with that.
It's
and
Hadrian, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, and I am really digging the beard. I don't know if I've seen you with the full-on beard in a while.
I will say this, Hadrian. Thank you for not bleaching your hair again this year.
Yes.
Well, I think you are absolutely sexy, gorgeous, fantastic, fabulous, and everything, and all that. Yeah, that was just a little too much for me last year. So I'm glad to see that you didn't go that route.
And reblog.
Yeah, I totally reblogged it. So, yeah.
That's a nice little belly there. And I actually really like the first picture just because of the look on his face. Like there's a definite mischievous, like, I know what you want, so I'm going to give it to you kind of look. Like,
do you know who he reminds me of in the first picture?
Who does he remind you of?
Woofer.
Oh.
From St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah. I who doesn't know Woofer? I mean, it's like everybody knows Woofer.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe so.
It's just the first. Yeah. I think it's just that first picture. It's the look on his face, like, to the camera kind of thing, because Woofer does a daily... at least one picture daily, like documenting his life. And they're all posed pictures, although, you know, some are action shots and different stuff like that. Like, he just a little hobby thing that he does. And I like following him on Tumblr and stuff and seeing what he posts. But yeah, this one totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hadrian, with your bad self. Ho, ho, hoody, ho, ho, ho.
That was an inspiration for later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hallelujah. So
speaking of Santa, my choice is called, I called it Would Be Santa only because, well, look at him. I actually reblogged this from Gary. When I saw it, I was like, oh, that's nice.
I am 2 degrees, 1 degree, 2 degree, 2 degree separated from him.
Of course you are.
Well, this is Reed, and he is very good friends with JP, and JP used to be on 619 Bearcast.
Ah.
Which was a podcast, which we are, and it's all connected.
In the great circle of porn.
But no, he's been, I found him recently on Tumblr, so I've been following him, and he has this gorgeous big beard.
Yes.
He's been
Gorgeous. very, you know, gray, white beard. I'm really, and I don't know why, but I love the fact that his mustache is a little darker than his beard. I'm really liking that. And his eyes are freaking beautiful behind the glasses and everything. And the rimless glasses are cool. And he's very, very, very furry. And yeah, I would, yeah. It's, yeah, that's... It gives me needs. That's what that picture does. like that is a sexy, sexy daddy bear, daddy Santa bear looking. And you don't even need to be Santa. Just you don't need to wear anything at all. Just like right here. Yeah, we're good. Like, good God. Okay. Okay.
My Tumblr pick I titled Santa onesie, you better watch out.
Uh-oh.
This one was totally for Jeff when I saw it. That's why I decided to make it my pick this week. So we have a gentleman who is wearing a white onesie, like long johns, who just came around the corner. He's wearing a Santa hat, and he has a beard that's mostly white. It's, I think, in transition changing. He's just a big, thick, beautiful man.
Yes, he is.
But what I find funny is it's like he was running or something or dancing. I'm not really sure what was going on because one leg is lifted and both of his index fingers are pointing upwards, like, you know, like maybe he was dancing or he, you know, is telling you better watch out. I don't know. But this one on Tumblr notably is not, to my knowledge, has not been photoshopped, because there is another one out there where his crotch has been blurred for Facebook or other things where NSFW is an issue, I guess.
Ah.
So, yeah, this is the one where you can see the outline of his junk.
Yep. Very clearly visible.
Very nice.
Yeah. And he's got some – he's just thick. Thick from neck down.
Thick. All of he is very thick. I will give you that. That is a very thick, thick man. And reblogged.
Oh, and speaking of thick thighs, looking at
the picture,
I realized today in watching Star Wars again, John Boyega has got some thick thighs on him.
Who?
Huh.
What?
The actor who plays Finn.
Ah, got it.
So here's the thing is I've watched the trailer, a couple of the trailers, not all of them, but I kept noticing in the one trailer there was a stormtrooper that had like thick thighs and it made me laugh because I was like, yay, the stormtroopers are not, you know, all like pencil sticks or whatever. Anyways, and then I realized like watching the movie, especially today, in certain sequences, I was like, that boy's got some, you know, muscular thighs. Anyways. It's just completely random, but you know, for any of you that are into that and you go and see the film now, you'll probably be focusing on that a little bit.
All right. Interesting. I'll have to mention that in a minute when the show's over. All right. So
moving on into the links.
Yeah.
What do you guys got? I got nothing this week.
Well, this week, mine is thanks to Chess, because he actually posted this earlier this week on Facebook. But it appears to be a web series called Drivers, which is a la Lyft, Uber kind of thing. But this one is specifically, you know, around the holidays kind of thing. And it deals with, it stars Mr. Macaulay Culkin. And it is his character, Kevin McAllister, from the Home Alone movie, and him kind of all grown up, and I just love this kind of storytelling kind of aspect, but this, like, let's take this character and age him and see, you know, what the fuck happened. And I love that they got Macaulay Culkin to do this, and yeah, it's kind of cool. It's very funny. It's very dark. So yeah, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, I I haven't seen it yet, but people were posting it, and it made me laugh that he decided to have fun with his probably best known.
Yeah, prolific character, role. I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it made me laugh. I was like, well, good that he's having fun with it.
And let's see if I spell this right. I think I got it. Yeah. So, yeah, by all means, you know, check it out. It's hilarious. I liked it. So I think you'll like it, too. And that's why I picked it this week.
Good deal.
I'm really bad with spelling today. Yeah. So that's my quick, like, I wanted to share kind of thing. There you go.
That's a good deal.
Well, I have two things that I have links for. The first of which is a YouTube video. I don't know how long it's going to be there because technically I think it's breaking copyright. But it's called Star Wars Empire of Dreams, the documentary of the original Star Wars movie trilogy. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, this documentary was made and released in like 97, I think. Or something
I
like that.
I might have that on. I'm wondering if that's part of one of my box set thing I got.
It probably is, Jeff. But here's something weird I found out was that it was also released for television, and they cut an hour out of it. So, like, if you saw it on TV but don't own it, you might have only seen like 2/3 of it because you know they would do commercial breaks and something like that. So. To fit it like in a 2-hour time slot or whatever. So I was doing some stuff here at my place. And while I was, you know, I wanted something on in the background while I was doing some other mindless type things. So I actually used my MacBook to mirror it to my TV through my Apple TV. So I was technically watching the YouTube. And it was kind of like there was a movie on in the background. It was interesting to kind of like rehear some stuff about the special effects and things that they did and, you know, different aspects of stuff.
You know what a better way to watch YouTube on your Apple TV is? To use YouTube on your Apple TV?
So here's the thing about that. Unless they improved it, I'm not a fan and I don't like it because the form factor is weird and not everything that's viewable on Apple TV's YouTube channel. Because apparently they like to divide shit out between platforms. Like, is it mobile? Is it laptop? Is it website? It kind of pisses me off.
I've never had any problems. I just usually tag the video as watch later so I can quickly get to it and go into my YouTube and then watch later and I watched it.
Yeah. Now, granted, I have a new Apple TV, but on my old one, at least a half dozen times I would go to watch something on there, like search for it, and then it would tell me that it wasn't compatible for the format.
I don't know. I've never had that problem. Maybe I'm just better at YouTube.
Who knows?
Well, I don't know. So based on that, I kind of feel burned, and I'm like, well, screw you. So it doesn't. And to me, it wasn't that big of a deal to mirror it or whatever. So that's the first one. If anyone's interested and wants to learn more or is a fan or wants to see it again. Second one is something that just popped up today that Carlos on Facebook posted. And it's quick and short, Star Wars fans baby announcement. So there's a couple and they're at Disney and the wife finds out that she's pregnant. So she decides to ask Disney for help in revealing that she's pregnant. Apparently she and her husband have been trying and he is fucking adorable, which is part of the reason to watch it, but it's short and sweet, but it's really cool because Darth Vader and some stormtroopers kind of help reveal the thing. So yeah.
Okay, yay. I'll have to watch this. That's going to be neat.
Yeah. I'll definitely watch that one. I don't know about the 2.5 hour. 2.5 hour documentary thing. Oh, come here.
No, that makes sense. I mean, it's not necessarily meant for everybody.
I understand. All right. You know what? Guess what? It's the end of the show.
Aw. Nice.
There's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop our Twitter website, that's comesoutloud.com. You can leave a comment on the blog. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Shoot us a voicemail message. You know, feedback about the show. We'll play it on the show. That's 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CubsOutLoud, CubsOutLoud.tumblr.com, twitter.com/CubsOutLoud, google.com/+CubsOutLoud. Join us on the Bear Underground at bearunderground.net. Join the Cubs Out Loud entourage. And again, it's for you guys, not just for us to post about the show. You can talk about whatever you want there, post whatever you want there as well. Please pop over to iTunes, give us a review, or even just rate us. That's all we care about. More ratings we get, the more people to see, and you can enjoy the love that is Cubs Out Loud. Also, pop over to Stitch Radio. Give us a thumbs up, a review, if you'd like to. There, you can find me anywhere on the internet as Box Type, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and now Growler.
Huh?
I changed my screen name on Growler to TheaterCub79.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, weren't you like, already?
No, I'm on Growler.
No. I've been on Growler. I just officially changed it over to TheaterCub79 because, you know, that's kind of what I'm known as most everywhere else. And, you know, I might not be on a certain site for much longer just because there's no point anymore. Anyway. Move right along.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that said, I'm basically known as GearBear73 pretty much anywhere on the web. So feel free to send me a message, reach out. Or if you're in the same place physically as me, you can let me know and watch the shocked, surprised look on my face when you're like, hey, I listen to Cubs Out Loud. Because I prepared for you to tell me that. Thanks, Lou.
Hey.
And with that.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
Sorry, I was playing StarCraft 2.
Really? Again?
What? I was on Tumblr. I don't see what the big deal is.
Bitches.
And I'm going to stop recording.